Josef and Victoria Ulmer, along with all of their seven children, were murdered for hiding Jews during World War II. In 2017, the Vatican allowed for the cause of beatification to be conducted separately from that of a group of Polish martyrs. German police forced their way into the house of Josef and Victoria Ulmer at the break of dawn on March 24, 1944. A moment later, several shots were fired. The first to be killed were all eight Jews given shelter by the Ulmer family. Then the Germans killed 44-year-old Josef and 32-year-old Victoria, who was 8 months pregnant. During World War II, Josef and Victoria Ulmer, together with their six children, lived in the village of Markowa, Poland. They ran a farm with Josef specializing in the cultivation of vegetables and fruits, beekeeping, and silkworm breeding. His passion was photography, and he was active within his community. His wife Victoria ran the home and took care of the children, and they lived a distance away from the farms of the other villagers. Around 20 Jewish families lived in Markowa, and about 1,000 Jews overall lived in the district. In the first half of 1942, the majority of them had been deported or murdered in the Buzatz extermination camp, or had been shot on the spot. From July, Hans began searching for those who were hiding in the forest and fields outside that area. Hiding places were built mainly in thickets and ravines, and even Josef Ulmer himself helped one family to build one such hideout. Jews also sought refuge with the residents of the nearby villages, but they were rarely successful. In Markowa, a dozen or so Jews survived the war thanks to the help from Polish families. In the autumn of 1942, eight Jews found safe haven with the Ulmer family house. These were the Schall family from the town of Weinsut, along with three other individuals. For over a year, eight people lived in the Ulmer attic. Perhaps the Ulmers were happy to gain a few pairs of farmhands as the men helped in the tanning of hides, sawed timber, and chopped wood for fuel. Ulmer even photographed them at work, as well as many other scenes from the everyday life of the family. It seemed as though the hell of the occupation was far away, but this was just a sham. They were surrounded by death. Everyone had seen it many times. The windows of the house overlooked the so-called trench where Jews were shot. Until one day, the hideouts of the Jews were discovered. There is no way of knowing how the hideout was discovered, but it is thought that they were betrayed by the policeman, Wojciech Lesz. He had helped the Schall family earlier in nearby Weinsut, hiding them from the Germans, and in payment, the Jews left a sizable part of their property with Mr. Lesz. But when the situation grew dangerous, the Jews had no other choice but to hide in the Ulmer's house. Mr. Lesz, however, would not return their property back, so the Jews tried to seize one of his estates instead. Out of fear of losing the property, Wojciech Lesz had reported the whereabouts of the Jewish family to the German police. Just before dawn, on the 24th of March 1944, German police from Weinsut, accompanied by Polish Blue Police, arrived in Markowa. These torches had been well informed. They knew why they were coming to Markowa and whom they were looking for. They found the Jews hiding in the attic. Then, an eyewitness testified that during the execution, he could hear terrible shouts, wailing, children calling out for their parents who had been already killed. All this made a shocking sight. Within the space of a few minutes, all had perished at the hands of the police, Josef Ulmer, and his heavenly pregnant wife Victoria, their six children, and all the hidden Jews. On the orders of the Germans, the local villagers buried the bodies of the victims and the Ulmer property was ransacked by the Germans. A memorial to the Ulmer family had been erected in Markowa, bearing this moving inscription. Saving the lives of others, they laid down their own lives. Hiding eight elder brothers in faith, they were killed with them. May their sacrifice be a call for respect and love to every human being. They were the sons and daughters of this land. They will remain in our hearts. To the Ulmer family looking down on us from heaven, pray for us and help us to have the same strength to love our fellow brothers in need. Give us the courage to love until the very end, as you did with your Jewish brothers and sisters.
I'll trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways, your promises, for Jesus said.